Joining us now from Sentio Putters, we have Jim Varney joining us. Jim, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks, guys. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. I understand. Are you from Massachusetts?
I am, in fact, yes.
It's amazing. Mike and I are both from Massachusetts. It's amazing how many Massachusetts people we have on the show. Where are you from?
I'm from Acton, actually, just west of the city, just west of Boston.
Yep, I grew up in Lexington, and Mark's from Marshfield.
Oh, there you go.
And we just had another guest on from Massachusetts, and it seems like
he's from Watertown.
For a part of the country that can really only play golf 7 months of the year, we really get a lot of golf guests from Massachusetts. But we digress. I'm very interested. I want our listeners, if they're at home and able to do so, to go to sentiogolf.com, sentiogolf.com, and take a look at what you've got going on. Now, first, I can say from optics alone, this is a very sexy product, and I'm going to give you a chance to sort of present your 30-second commercial for what you've done here with your Sierra line and Sentio putters, and then we're going to get into a little bit of the detail of how it's created and what it can do for your game.
Sure, yeah, thanks for that intro. Yeah, we've created a new technology where we've completely separated the metal front face of the putter from the rest of the body by a polymer core. And that TPE polymer core, we can change the hardness, what's called the durometer of that material, and we can change the feel. So what that gives you is kind of the best of both worlds, really, of like an insert putter. So you get the softness of that, but you still get the response and the sound and the roll and that feel that people like from a solid milled putter. So we bring the two into one. And we give people options that they've never had before because we can do different levels. So we can give like a soft, a medium, and a firm. So you can really choose the feel that you really like and that fits your game best.
All right. From a golf geek standpoint, with the soft, the medium, and the firm, same golf ball, what's the difference? So if you hit, let's just say an Iron Byron gets to use the putter and hits the same golf ball, the same speed, everything's consistent except the different insert, what's the difference between the three putts?
Well, the three putts, they're going to feel and they're going to sound different.
Okay.
So they're going to come off the face to you with a different, definitely a different response to the hand. And there's also a slight difference in what we call what's the coefficient of restitution, which you guys probably know of from like drivers, stuff like that, the core value. We can actually measure that with the putters as well. The different durometers of the polymer absorb different amounts of energy. So you get a little bit of a different rollout. So that's where you can tailor the feel to actually how far the ball rolls out to better fit your game and even the playing conditions of your local greens.
Well, and what we look at when we look at this putter from the top or the bottom or the side or the heel or the toe, it's almost a sandwich look, and if you can imagine that the bread is the metal part of the
sandwich.
Yeah, we love sandwiches. If the bread is the is the metal part, you've actually got the polymer insert running from all the way from the toe, all the way through the hosel point to the heel. So how does that front metal plate stay on?
That's a great question. And I've had people describe this as an Oreo cookie, which I actually,
true,
definitely like as well.
Yeah, but with a sandwich.
Yeah, you're right. exactly. It's that whole sandwich cookie thing. But so the polymer, as you're pointing out, that TPE core, it's completely separating the two metal parts. And we actually made it translucent, and we tinted it different colors so people see the different, the different hardnesses for themselves. But that allows you, you can kind of see right through it. So you can see there's nothing keeping the two metal parts. They don't touch at all. That's because of our process. We've got this really proprietary, it's an injection molding process, right? So getting all high tech and geeky on you. So we put the two metal parts into a special tool, and the polymer is injected under high temperature and pressure in between the two, and it molecularly bonds to the metal parts. So there's no glue. There's no fasteners. There's none of that stuff. It's just the materials that are bonded together. And it's a permanent bond. So these things won't, they're not going to fall off. They're not going to come apart. You pull on them as hard as you can. You're never going to get them apart. But that's a really important feature to get the feel. Because other companies that make, things kind of like this with, hybrid types of materials in the heads, they use, you know, screws, or they might use glue and things like that. But if you don't have that intimate contact between the polymer and the metal, you get kind of a wooden, like a hollow sound. It's kind of clacky. We don't get that because we've got it so permanently bonded and so closely attached. You get a nice solid sound, a solid feel. It feels all together, and that's actually due to our process.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at it, there's obviously consistency from literally from heel to toe because there's no mechanical fastener that changes the way it is. When you talk about the sound it makes, when you're doing R&D, how important is it to really consider how a putter sounds? I mean, to some people, they want like a kind of a crack or a thwack and other. What did you find is the most important thing, when you're looking at the sound the putt makes, the putter makes when it strikes the ball?
Yeah, the sound is really important. I mean, that's a big part of what feel means to people, right? That was actually one of the cool surprises about this whole thing as we were doing the R&D process was that, you know, changing the hardness of that polymer core does change how it sounds. There's a different tone. It almost has a different feel to it where, like, on the soft end, I've had people talk to me like it almost feels like a fungo bat, you know, like there's a little bit, almost like a delay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a delay, but it almost kind of feels like that. It's a very soft, but still a very solid contact, and the ball rolls nice off the face. On the firm side, it does have more of that, I guess, more of that clack or more of that, that firm sound that you expect to get off of like a nice milled face. It's more together. And that really was, that's a big important factor because sometimes people choose just based on the sound that they expect to hear. But that does tie into the energy that rolls into the ball too. So it all kind of goes hand in hand.
Again, Jim Varney from Centio Putters joining us. And Jim, I gotta ask you a question because Mike's a little upset. He's a lefty. When are you going to get some lefty versions?
Yeah, why do you hate lefties? Here I am. I'm talking about the sexiest putter I've ever seen. I'm going to have to play right-handed to get sexy?
It might help you.
Yeah, we're working on that. We've heard that quite a bit. We're just starting out. Our putters launched just last September. We're a small startup company. We had to choose our battles, and we chose that one. But we've heard lots of angry lefties. We're working on a new line to come out later this year. It's going to be a mallet line, and that one we're going to have available in lefty and righty options. That's the plan, at least right now. So later on this year, we should be able to satisfy you.
Well, you know, Mike, they have to develop the left-handed polymer.
Yes, it's a different – it's backwards. It's a different
totally
polymer.
Different.
Totally different process. Yeah, you know, I completely understand. You've segmented the marketplace, but – you know, when I see something that is this sexy and I hear is magic, like, you know, I'm going to get this from the guy who sold Jack his beanstalk beans and I can't have it because I'm left-handed. I'm inclined to really end this phone call. No. Just,
All right. Well, I got to ask you, Jim, how was this a concept that you started with or is this something that you developed as you went down the road of developing a putter? I mean, did you start with this concept and say, this is the concept I want to go with? Or how did you come about creating this putter?
Yeah, are you a golf guy or a science guy?
Well, I'm more of a technology science guy. My business partner and I, we actually, our background is in product development, engineering, design, that sort of thing. So we've done this sort of stuff for, you know, hundreds of other companies and clients. We've done some work in the golf industry too. So this was a concept that we kind of just came up with, that we stumbled on when we're, you know, kind of coming up with ideas on our own, which you can't turn off the faucet when when your job is to come up with new ideas. Sometimes they just kind of roll out all the time. We came up with it. We thought it was interesting. We started pursuing it more and developing it more, and it took on a life of its own. The idea is patented. We explored all that. So we have an issued patent on this technology. And here we are. I guess I'm a golf guy now since I'm president of a golf company. So I guess I can say I am a golf guy.
So again, remind everybody kind of where to go if they want to pick one of these up. I mean, are you online only? Can any green grass, any stores, or just online only? And give them a feel for what the price point is.
Sure, yeah. So the Sierra line, all three putters, they're available for $299. And they are available online on our website, but they're also in the best club fitters all across the country in golf stores. We are in North Carolina at Conestee Falls. You should come check them out there. We're also in a couple locations around the Myrtle Beach area at Dr. Golf and Nelsol Golf Academy, and really all across the U.S. People can check out the retailers page on our website and find out where there's a shop near them. And we're in the middle of a big expansion all across the U.S. We're talking to some of the big chains, so we're going to be available later on this spring pretty much anywhere. Sentio means feel, by the way, in Latin. People are wondering where that name came from. It's all about feel. So come check us out. And you can see us on, again, sentiogolf.com. We're also on Twitter at sentiogolf and on Instagram. Check us out there, too.
Well, lefties feel left out. So
it's like prom night all over again.
I'm table for one.
Jim, you must have read my mind, because that was going to be my question, where the name Sentio came from. So Latin for feel. I like that.
Yeah, it took a surprisingly long time to come up with that name, considering it sounds kind of obvious. sometimes it takes a while.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming on. We look forward to the next round of putters, and Mike looks forward to the left-handed one. So,
amen.
We appreciate you coming
on.
We'll
hook you up as soon as we can.
Good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks.
Take care.